This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan Decute, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. What started as a casual conversation about how unbelievable it is that lockdown has put universities and the world on pause ended up being the first step in creating what is now Unlock Tutoring. Unlock started as a solution to the trials and tribulations that came with online learning during the global lockdown, but more specifically here in South Africa. And it's grown to become an all-inclusive student platform. Friends Luke Tolman and Elijah Greenhill had always had a keen interest in innovating, inspiring, and giving back, and now they are doing just that. Luke, Elijah, welcome to the Good Things Guy Jackpot.
Hi, Brendan. Thank you so much for having us. It's great to be here. I'm excited to tell you about Unlock.
Yeah, man. I want to find out about this. What you guys are doing is what is needed right now. Obviously, the education sector in South Africa and globally has had a huge knock. Just this week, schools have closed again. And there's kids that still need to learn. They still need to get their education, whether that be in schooling or in university. So first off, Luke, Elijah, how old are you guys?
I'm 20, turning 21.
And I'm 21, turning 22.
Okay. And are you guys currently at varsity? Is that where this has come from?
Yeah,
that's it. So I'm studying at Stellenbosch. And basically what happened was we arrived home after the nationwide pandemic was announced and the lockdown first started. And Stellenbosch basically took an approach of, right, well, you have to kind of self-study your work. The data is just not equally distributed. And the students, you don't have the equal access to online learning facilities. So they basically created a kind of structure for us to self-study the text through our textbooks. Obviously, it's very hard to get through the university contents alone, let alone without the help that we usually receive. And through that, we kind of realized that we need to create something to help students, and we need to create something that students can rely on and lean on during these really uncertain times.
Well, this is the thing, right? When I was at varsity, majority of my learning came from when I was in lectures. I'm not a great reader, and I'm not fantastic at soaking in information. But sitting in a lecture hall and listening was how I passed. So I can just imagine having that completely taken away from you guys right now and the whole of South Africa. It's quite difficult, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely as students, the going into university aspect of things makes up for a huge, huge part of your learning experience. I mean, at university, you've got your lecturers, you've got your lecture hours, your office hours, so on and so forth with tutors and everything along those lines. And even on top of that, you've got your friends, you know, to chat to and, you know, I'm confused about this. Could you explain it to me? And now that's sort of been taken away. And that's what we want to reintroduce, you know, that element of having not only a tutor, but having your friend, having somebody who's also a student and who understands, you know, we're not in lectures anymore. We don't have the privilege to be in a lecture and to hear from a lecturer. So let's talk about it. Let's get you through this and let's do it together.
So what is Unlock? Explain to me, and you call yourselves Unlock Tutoring, but what is it exactly?
So Unlock at the moment is trying to launch off a tutoring base. But ultimately what Unlock is a celebration of students. Unlock is a recognition that students have potential that for years and basically for all of eternity hasn't really been recognized. Whether it be a graphic designer that can't get work or a physio that just wants to exercise what she's practicing, that's what Unlock wants to be. A platform where students can turn to show off their talents, not only to make money and to be a potential solution to youth unemployment, but also just to give students a chance to have a voice and to be a contributing member of society in a way other than just a student studying. And I think the fact is, like, a lot of us recognize that we want to do more than just sit behind books. We want to use what we're learning to really create a difference and, like, really showcase what we have to offer.
Our day and age, we're in a position where students are so innovative. They really are and can offer such a fresh approach to many modern day solutions. And at the end of the day, when you come out of university, the first thing that you now go do is apply for a job. And what do they need at a job is they need experience. So besides for the few back work opportunities and internships, there isn't much experience out there. And, you know, to get the job or to get the back work, you need even more experience. And I think a huge part of Unlock was really just to give a platform for students to practice what they're studying, to showcase their talents, to market themselves, and really to earn a decent amount of money as well. We don't think that, you know, we understand that it's not a professional, you know, a qualified with a degree, but oftentimes the work is extremely good, if not better. So that's really the vision for Unlock.
Okay, I just need you to confirm that you are the ages that you said, because I'm on your website now and I am pretty blown away. This looks super professional. You've spent a lot of time putting in the information that needs to be there. It's really easy to navigate. And what I'm seeing is you guys are offering a lot of different courses. Are there more than just the two of you that are tutoring?
So, yeah, at the moment, we have around 21 tutors for academics. And then we've got some people teaching languages. I think we've got two or three. We've got a mental health person. We've got a physio. We've got a fitness instructor. And then
we also have a marketing team.
Yeah, a marketing team.
Guys, I got to tell you, this to sum it up for the listeners, what I'm seeing in front of me right now, because I'm on the website. The website is unlocktutors.com if you want to go have a look at it. What I'm seeing, it's like the Uber for tutors. Is that a correct way of sort of explaining it?
That's our vision exactly. To sum it into a nutshell, that's exactly what we're trying to do.
So the way that it works is if, let's say I'm a student and I'm battling with, financial accounting, right? I've got this in front of me now. So I'm battling with financial accounting. I need someone to help me. I see the price here. I see that I could have someone for an hour. I push book now. What happens then?
So it's the way we've built the website. Was we understand that our tutors are students as well. So our whole thing is that we want the experience to be great for the tutor and for the students. So all of our tutors have given their business hours, and those are automatically uploaded onto the site. You can choose a date and you choose the hours that works for you and works for the tutor. You pay online, and then immediately there's a Zoom link sent to your email. It's scheduled into your Google Calendar. We've integrated it with Zoom, so it's all set up really nicely. And then the day before your interview, you get a reminder email just with the Zoom link again, and you go from there. You have an amazing lesson, and we hope you come back.
And just on that, what we've done also is when booking the lesson, we make the student fill out a form saying why he needs help on the subject, what specifically he'd like to work on, the type of lesson style he'd like, his learning approach, whether it be questions, theory, or a bit of both. And I feel like that's how we're going to try to differentiate ourselves. It's really just specifically actually attend to the student's needs.
I'm honestly blown away by what you guys have created. So that's from a student side, if I wanted to book it, and you've got a whole bunch of subjects. I mean, the courses here, it really is quite vast. I want to know about your tutors. How do you vet someone? How do you make sure that the student's going to get the best possible tutoring from this other person?
So we have quite a strict vetting system, and I think that's what makes us Unlock and what allows us to offer such a great tutoring experience. Our tutors have to achieve above 75% for the module that they're tutoring. When you sign up to be a tutor, you have to submit your marks. We'll have a look at them. If you qualify to teach the subject that you've applied to, we can then interview you, see that you're the right fit for us, you're the right type of person, and then we load you up to the site and off you go.
Guys, I am super, super, super impressed. Can people do sort of group, is there group specials? Or say now I can't afford that 175 Rand. Can we split it somehow so that I can get that tutoring with maybe somebody else who also needs it a bit cheaper?
So what we're actually trying to do going forward is a program called Unlock Gives Back. And basically it's for those students that can't afford the rates. And we actually won't give a discount, but we're trying to do the lessons for free. A lot of students want to have a chance to give back and a chance to be grateful and show a sense of community. And a lot of our tutors have asked for it. And so what we've done is there's an application process where you can apply if you're on a bursary to university, or even if you're just financially struggling. And we'll give away, at the moment, we're trying to do 10 hours a month. But going forward, we hope to make that a lot greater as our tutors' numbers grow. And as we have more capital to fund that. And I think it basically comes down to growth within us will equal growth within the amount we give back and the time we give spending to underprivileged or lesser financially privileged students.
They say, this is such a cliche thing, they say the children are the future. And you guys are definitely not children. You're young adults. You're already adults. Yeah. But definitely your ethos, where you come from, your ideas, your morals, they show me that as varsity students, if you are the future, which you are, I'm incredibly excited for where this country is going to go. I know that you were part of the Johannesburg Junior Council. That's where we first sort of crossed paths in 2015, 2016. Do you think that being part of the Junior Council, it's given you a different outlook to South Africa and to the needs of South Africans?
100%. I think, you know, without even a shadow of a doubt, Council really exposed us to all the walks of life in South Africa. It gave us the opportunity to not only, you know, meet all different people from different cultures, different races, religions, and so on, but it also gave us the opportunity to grow as young students, as young adults, really in the way that, you know, we were organizing a lot of the events, we were organizing a lot of the initiatives. Council is completely student run, and it really, you know, set us up to say, well, you know, we were there, we were in Council, we were organizing these amazing initiatives to give back, to really help the community. And we basically, you know, we took that model and we expounded on it. We really just said, okay, well, if we could organize the initiatives, what else can we do? How else can we give back? And we went from there.
Just for some of our listeners who might not, I mean, we've got people that tune into the show from all around the world. They might not know what the Johannesburg Junior Council is. So just if you can explain a little bit about what it is and what it is that you guys used to do as being part of Council.
So the Johannesburg Junior Council is basically representatives from each, or not each school, but many of the schools, 80 schools across Johannesburg. And it's basically a committee organized to create change. And it's youth driven, and you pick your own initiatives and you create events and you create awareness and you fundraise. And it's basically a giant community service project and growth project for the students, where students are given leadership and leadership roles and complete responsibility for the actions they want to take. And it's amazing the stuff that these students do from the age of 16. They're organizing events over 100,000 rand. They're creating awareness. I think for us in our year, they ran a program for a dog rescue shelter that saw 50 to 60,000 rand raised for them. And it's just amazing to see what, like, these young adults who normally wouldn't be given any responsibility, when given the responsibility, to see what they can do is amazing.
I know, and I've been lucky enough to see it to be at the forefront of that, where I've been invited to a lot of the council's different initiatives, their events that they have, and how they really make a difference for South Africans. And that's why your website is very slick, and what you're offering is really cool. And I think you guys have got an incredible business on your hands. I feel so privileged that I got to speak to you and sort of launch this on the Good Things Guy Jackpot, because I believe that it's going to grow. It is really, I also hate saying the Uber of, but it's the Uber of tutoring. If you guys go look at the website, it's unlocktutors.com. It's really simple to use. You can log in as a student, or you can sign up as a tutor if you want to help. And I think more now than ever in South Africa and the globe, we're learning that we can go beyond the classroom. And digital is an amazing way to advance your education. So even when universities go back, let's say 2021, and you're back in the classrooms, this will still be a valuable, valuable asset in the learning curve. And the fact that it's digital just means it can grow so much more. If people want more information, if they want to get involved, I've already given the website out a couple of times, but is there specifically, is it just the website, or do you guys have also social media platforms where people can follow what you're doing?
Yeah, so we've got our Instagram platform, which is @unlock_tutors. And then we've got Facebook, which is just Unlock Tutors.
It's that easy. If you want to sign up as a tutor, I don't want to say this because it sounds so terrible, but can older people sign up as tutors? Can teachers sign up as tutors? Can lecturers also sign up as tutors?
I think that's definitely going to be part of the vision. You know, at the moment, our motto, should we say, is we celebrate students, and we really want to give students the opportunity, but hopefully we can grow into something that offers something for everyone. We really want to be that platform.
That being said, we also hope that all people, not just students, will sign up for our courses. I'm sure there's many people who still want to learn a language, or many people that could use a graphic designer. And at the end of the day, while we're student-based, we hope that this can benefit all of South Africa, not just the students.
Well, I'm excited. I'm going to go sign up to learn a language. I think you can never stop learning. So you've got a new student. Brent Lindekew is going to come and learn a language on your platform.
Well, Brent, thank you so much for this opportunity, and thank you for taking your time to speak to us. It's been an absolute privilege for us to be on here.
Luke, Elijah, thank you very much for joining the Good Things Guy Jackpot. That's this week's episode. Remember to tune in. There's so many different podcasts that you can pick up on. Our show is heading into year 3, and it's just good things. Wishing you guys only good things.
I'm Brent Lindekue, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.